You are listening live to the program.
Brought to you by Worth Harley Davidson North, I-29 in Tiffany Springs. Why the hell not? You're worth it.
Your teams, your town, your program.
We tested last night when we got in, somewhere around 6:30. The process was actually very quick. I was expecting not to find out for all of our guys until later today. And prior to 8 a.m. this morning, we had all our tests back and everybody was negative. So it was, it's good that all through this time period since we started, since we started individual workouts, we've had nothing but negative tests, and hopefully we can keep that streak going.
My feeling on the whole thing is, I'm saying this coming from a wife that has a compromised immune system. And there was never a hesitation from her or me about playing this year.
I've prepared for the last 3 months like I'm gonna play. I feel ready to go. But, you know, as I sit here talking to you guys, I still don't have my test results from Friday's test. So, like, I got tested again this morning without knowing the results of my test from Friday. So we gotta clean that up, right? So, that's one thing that, like, makes me a little nervous.
And now, wondering what in the world we're going to talk about today, Todd Lebo.
Right you are, Kay. I know I've already had one phone call with Seren Petro in the last 5 minutes since this ESPN announcement from Adam Schefter that Patrick Mahomes has agreed to a 10-year! And Petro called and he said, can you do a 10-year contract? I don't know if you can do a 10-year contract. So, happy vacation, Seren.
Ask Bobby Bonilla.
Well, that's the Major League Baseball. You can have a 400-year contract with them, it seems like.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the...
I am Todd Lebo, and I will be in here today and tomorrow for Seren Petro. We've been talking about how people need to take some days off at some point, because since no one has had a vacation, because there's nowhere to go on vacation, no one on our staff on air has really taken any vacation. I'm like, you guys, you got to take a couple of days here or there. Otherwise, it's going to be November, and everyone's got 3 or 4 weeks of vacation left, and then what's going to happen? So Seren is off for the next couple of days, and I think Nate's going to take a couple of days off. So I'll be rising early later in the week for a couple of days, and Steven's going to get some days next week. And Jason already had a couple of days around his birthday last week. And Curtis, you're going to have to take a day off somewhere.
Probably.
No days off for Jay.
Well, usually my vacation, I don't take anything until we get to July. I might take a day here or there for other
this just
events,
in. It's July.
It's July. But usually it's the week that isn't the All-Star game or...
This just in. There'll be no All-Star game. And we're not going to Lake Tahoe. That's it's true. All different this year, guys.
So
whatever you used to do is gone.
Just used to not thinking about vacation until we get to July and go, maybe I'll take this week.
But. Yeah, I had a Friday off here or there. I'm going to be off this Friday, you know, halfway, something. I don't know. Take some days. Patrick Mahomes could be sitting on a pile of money somewhere. That's what it looks like to me.
It does.
So here's the deal. Earlier today, we started seeing some little inklings here and there on social media from people, one of which was from a lady who works at a liquor store. Says someone from the Chiefs were in buying 6 bottles of expensive champagne. They said it wasn't for Chris Jones. So then it's like, oh, well, champagne deal. And then our good friend Tim Grunhard, maybe 20 minutes ago, tweeted something about it's day to rejoice, blah, blah, blah. Then Adam Schefter tweeted out 10 minutes ago that the Chiefs have agreed to a 10-year contract extension that ties him to Kansas City through the 2031 season. And then followed that up just a little bit ago that it says it'll be the richest in NFL history. It better be if it's 10 years long.
I would
be super disappointed if Patrick Mahomes agreed to a 10-year deal.
Worth $220 million.
Yeah, that wasn't quite as much money. So we'll get details as we go on this. And, as soon as we get something official from the Chiefs saying that it's happened, which may not be today, could be tomorrow, could be a week from now. I don't know. We get these things many times. It's all different right now in this world we have. I know this. Somewhere in Mississippi, there's an angry Chris Jones going, "Rawr!" Now they're giving money to him, too? We'll see. We're approaching that deadline, July 15th, on whether or not he's going to sign his tender or they can negotiate with him. But maybe in the dominoes, this had to happen first. Maybe this is what they had to get some certainty on. Maybe they get that all done with Patrick Mahomes. And my guess is, with this, there could be some restructurings of some other people's deals to make this thing work. Who knows, man? It's been a lot of moving parts on this. You got a 10-year deal with the MVP and reigning Super Bowl MVP champion and darling of the league, there could be some things that have to happen after you get the deal done with him, or to make the deal happen with him. So we'll see. But here's what I say. This is good news, right? You wanted Patrick Mahomes to be a Chief for as long as possible, as long as he's healthy and strong and not old, and maybe even when he is old. I don't know, right? And it looks like they've gotten that done. I didn't really know what the dominoes would be like. I didn't know if they needed to get some certainty on Chris Jones and then work through with Mahomes, or with Mahomes and then work through. Now, my guess is this will be an extension.
Yeah, in fact, literally as you said that, Adam Schefter says had 2 years remaining on his contract. He and the Chiefs are adding 10 years more, making it a new 12-year contract in total.
Right. So this won't really probably affect his numbers this year. I guess he's going to get some sort of a bonus probably, I would think. Maybe probably right away, or maybe he says, I'll take this now and do some stuff later. Here's my bold prediction. As this contract is written and signed today, will not be what it is in 2031. It will get changed and moved several times, because now that'll give them some flexibility to do that, I would think. So, yeah, this is domino one, and what I think a lot of Chiefs fans hope would have Chris Jones be a part of this team. I don't know if this makes it more likely or less likely that Chris Jones is a part of this team. But I know if you gave every Chiefs fan in the world a choice, would you rather have Chris Jones or Patrick Mahomes signed today? They would say, I'd rather have Patrick Mahomes signed today. Now, I would like to have Chris Jones still on this team. I don't know if it's feasible. I know Sarin has spent hours talking about that over the past couple of months on trying to find a way to make that happen. In his opinion, it didn't look like it was very possible to do it, if to get the kind of money that we think Chris Jones wants. You know, we haven't really heard Chris Jones say exactly what he wants, but you kind of get the feeling that he wants that $100 million kind of Frank Clarke-y, you know, big number deal, and maybe that can happen with this certainty. Maybe it can't. Maybe this is a choice, one or the other.
I don't think he'd be putting out there that he might not play this year if it wasn't a big number he was looking for.
Yeah, otherwise it probably would have been done already.
Right.
It would have been done already. But this is important and big news, obviously, for the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, that's about the only thing that can knock everything else going on in the world out of the beginning of a show, because there is no football happening right now, right? And there's no practice happening right now. This is the time of year that we said all along, if there was a contract that was going to be signed with Mahomes and the Chiefs, it would probably be kind of now. That's when these big deals have happened, kind of in that lull that was between, you know, mandatory mini camps and the beginning of regular training camps, which we still hope happens at some point. I mean, they're planning on it. They haven't given us dates yet. Nothing official from the Chiefs about dates of camp, but we know when it's supposed to probably start. And this is kind of the time that those things happen, because they don't really want to mess around with this stuff once they get into camp. You want to take your time and get this thing done and figure it out. So this is certainly big news. We will talk about lots of other things today on the show. And we've got some fun guests that Jed Marshall has lined up for us. We've got, I'm going to say it right, Jerry, almost said Josh.
Jerry Brewer.
Who's Josh Brewer?
I don't know.
Jerry Brewer from the Washington Post has written a couple of articles about the possible name change of the Washington Redskins. He'll be on the show, I think, next hour, unless this Mahomes stuff goes crazy. He'll be on. We've got The Feud at 3 o'clock. Normally, I'm the guest on The Feud. Corey Anderson is going to try to come back here and fix his good name that he's soiled with his poor performance his last time on The Feud. He will be on The Feud, so we'll do that at 3. We've got The Drill. We'll head to all kinds of places, Atlanta, Oklahoma City, maybe back to D.C., L.A. Could be a five drill. Could be a five-pronged drill. We'll see. And we will talk to Alec Lewis of The Athletic, who covers the Royals, as they are actually having their practice. Many teams in Major League Baseball are not doing their practices today. They are out there having practice. Their testing has gone better than it seems for some. They've gotten the results in timely enough fashion to get out there and do some inter-squad stuff. So we'll hear from Alec Lewis. You can go out there and you watch some stuff, but you can't really go out there and report. It's a weird thing going on with Major League Baseball, especially with the Royals right now. You get up in the morning, you sit at home, I've seen Alec Lewis's face 6 to 8 times this past 4 or 5 days in his apartment. And then you get 90 minutes to go out there and watch some practice. And then you go back to your house or apartment and get on a Zoom. That's what baseball is right now, which is fine with me. Hey, they're out there practicing. I hope it gets done. But there are several franchises who are not practicing today because they don't have their safety protocols done. So, you know, we'll see kind of where that leads. So we'll give you all the need to know. But what you need to know right now is Adam Schefter has reported the Chiefs have agreed to a 10-year contract.
And the numbers
are 2-year extension. Yeah. It'll be 12 years, but it's through the 2031 season. We're not even to the 2020 season yet. So this is a long-term deal. This means if you've got a 10-year-old kid who loves Patrick Mahomes, the hope is he will be graduating college when Patrick Mahomes, this deal ends. Who knows when it'll be, but.
And that doesn't mean that Jones couldn't be squeezed in with the franchise tag number. As Serena said before, and he from people he's heard from it, it would be tight. But they could carry a big Mahomes extension and the 16.
Well, especially if you stretch it out for 10 years.
For this year.
Yeah. If you stretch this thing out and get that thing done that way, you ought to be able to do it. Now, who knows what is going to, you know, happen with Jones at this point. I would love to see him on the team. I think he likes being on the team.
Sure.
Now, he's already won a Super Bowl. He's got a ring. And he's made some money, but he hasn't made some money
no,
yet.
Right.
And eventually these guys want to go make some money.
Yep.
And he's a spot where I don't feel overly bad for Chris Jones because it should be every single player's goal who's drafted, especially if they're not even drafted in the first round, to be a franchise player.
Yeah.
Right? If you're good enough to where they tag you, that means you've performed very well. And if you were drafted in the second round, that's better than they expected from you because you don't expect your franchise players to be drafted in the second round.
No.
And if that means the worst thing in the world that happened to you is you make like $17 million in a year, bring it on, right? It's not so bad to be Chris Jones.
No.
Now, that is someone who wasn't tagged and says that I don't get to go out there and get my own contract. But it should be an honor to be named the franchise tag player because it shows you've played very well and they think that you're worthy of keeping. Because there's a whole lot of guys who they say goodbye to.
True.
You're not good enough. We've cut you, and now you're dead money to us.
But when he talked to when we played it last week, when he talked to Colin Cowherd the week between the Super Bowl, I think, and the AFC Championship game, I think.
Yeah, he was on some point there.
He had said, he mentioned, well, you know, it is the one thing is nice about the tag is, you know, either they're going to trade you or they're going to, you know, extend you.
Something's happening.
He didn't say anything about playing for the tag number. That was that's the third option you have, and he didn't even mention that. So, and even then, he was kind of signaling that this isn't going to happen, and doesn't sound like his position has softened any in the intervening 6 months or 5 months.
Yeah, the only thing that can work out bad in that situation, in my mind, now this is I'm trying to put myself in Chris Jones' shoes. If you just said you're going to set out, I don't think that's smart. I don't think I don't think it's the way to go. I think that's a year that you can't earn money, right? And who knows what's going to happen? And for someone in his spot who's made something on the order of $6 million or something, right? It's guaranteed money. There's not a lot of guaranteed contracts in the NFL. The franchise tag is a guaranteed deal. You get that? Do you bet on yourself? Are you worried you're going to get hurt? I don't know.
That's the flip side.
If
I play and I get hurt, then I got nothing next year
on the deal. So
I may not make back the money that I make, but if I get injured, I'm not making anything going forward.
Yeah. So we'll see. Adam Schefter hopefully will be on the show this afternoon, and we'll talk to him about what he knows about this from ESPN. He was the first to report this, although, as I said, we had information from liquor store people and our own Tim Grunhardt, who obviously knew something. Grunny may not have all the deets, but he knew it was time to be excited well before Adam Schefter tweeted anything out. But hopefully we'll have Adam Schefter, who's a weekly guest during the National Football League season, on the show here at some point today.
Which means that Patrick Mahomes will be under contract until he turns 35?
Seems pretty young.
Is that right?
How old's Tom Brady?
Or 36. If he's through the 31 season, right?
Yeah. We got plenty of guys. How old's Philip Rivers right now?
He's up there.
How old's Tom Brady
Mahomes
right now?
Was born on September of 95, so he would start the last year of the contract.
At 35?
For him would be at the age of 36.
Yeah. And so Drew Brees and Philip Rivers and Tom Brady are still in this league well past that time.
Yeah.
If everything works well, I think Patrick Mahomes would play past that. Okay. There's more than one way to go about doing these things. You know, sometimes you get a couple of big deals, and I don't think you can use how the Patriots did this with Tom Brady over the years as a real blueprint for it, because it was such an unusual circumstance that he was drafted so late, right? This was a sixth-round guy with no real leverage. They'd won the Super Bowl, but right? But then he seemed happy enough to do whatever, and I will say whatever in quote marks, because I don't know how the Patriots deal with him or dealt with him or how they paid him. I wouldn't put it past that franchise to do something outside the lines on how they compensated Tom Brady over the years, because he never signed a huge multi-year contract. It was always these weird little deals.
A lot of other money in other accounts seemingly floating around that he had access to.
You know, this is more like,
to put it nicely,
like, you know, Philip Rivers or you know, Matthew Stafford, any one of these first-round picks, Ben Roethlisberger, who played, and then they got a deal.
Mm-hmm.
But this is way more than that deal. Normally, you do your 4 or 5 years. They kind of work the thing out. Here's a deal for 4 or 5 more, and now the Chiefs have gone to this.
Most of those guys, I mean, a lot, I guess, not with Roethlisberger, but the idea isn't you win right away, and then you get your big deal, you know. I'm sure in the player's mind now. The flip side of that is that it makes it a lot tougher to win the big one once you get the big deal. So it's good for the Chiefs, and they got that going beforehand, because it will be much tougher to build a team around him that is capable of winning a Super Bowl once he's making $40 million a year. But Pat McAfee just tweeted out, so what's this, $250 to $300 million? Woo! And I'm like, it's going to be a lot more than that.
I would think it's a lot more than that.
I think you start at $400. Right?
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. There is some uncertainty.
Minimum
there's some uncertainty in the next 18 months, maybe, about what the NFL salary cap is going to be.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's any real uncertainty that is going to go up and up and up when you get past that, right? So this, I think, gives Mahomes and the Chiefs a pretty unique spot where they can say, listen, he's going to be here. He's going to be the franchise face and all this stuff. And if there's any sort of financial hardship for the league in the next couple of years, it'll be fine down the road.
And I don't know if they structure it with that in mind.
But there could be some flexibility in the structure. The total money
is going to be, I don't know how it's any less than $375.
And the real thing that you need to look at now from a player standpoint, in my mind, the agents look at the total money.
Right.
The players look at the guaranteed money. I don't care if you sign me to a 100-year deal. If I'm only guaranteed $60 million, like some of these contracts have been, then you didn't get $100 million. The agent got to puff his chest out and tell everyone, hey, I signed, you know, Johnny over here to a $100 million deal. But then Johnny looks up and goes, well, they cut me 3 years later, but I got my $60 million they guaranteed me. I think this will be a monstrous guaranteed number, too. We've seen this with quarterbacks recently. Kirk Cousins went another route, right? He went all guarantee for 3 years, right? $84 million or something like that. That's a good way to be. That's all guaranteed money, which means Kirk Cousins, the last, whatever, his 5 years, he had two, you know, franchise years, plus a fully guaranteed contract the other way. It's another way to go about it. There's more than one way to skin a cat, as it were. And I think people, and this should go, the NFLPA's agreement was a 10-year agreement too, right?
Mm-hmm.
This kind of goes.
This goes past that.
A little bit past
and
that.
And
to
someone,
get you
is,
there.
Is this guy from, what's his last name? From Over the Cap says the contract is so long it will actually need to take into account that 30% rule. So that's the first contract that's going to
go past that.
Going to go past that, right?
Right. So, for sure.
That's how crazy. That's how big a 10 year contract extension on a guy who has 2 years left is. It blows past the current deal.
Well, 10 years is so long from now, the last 5 months seems like it's taken 10 years for all of us in the sports world because we haven't had sports, really. So I hope the next 10 years isn't like that because it'll seem like 100 years to get through that. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, if the next 10 years is like
he won't get paid.
It won't.
Because it won't be football.
Yeah, there'll be
if
a
this
lot
is
more
the way it goes, there'll be a lot of
sports,
other things going down. That's true enough.
I doubt that's going to be the case.
So very exciting news of the day.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes has apparently agreed to a 10-year extension, which would be 12 years really from now, through the 31 season, according to reports out there. We will take your phone calls on this, 913-3810-810. We'll take your texts on it, 913-912-4810. And if you want to tweet, I don't tweet at people often, but you can tweet at Curtis and he'll tweet back at you about anything.
Yeah.
Please don't tweet him about anything else other than Patrick Mahomes right now. I need him concentrating on getting through this. We are underway on the program. Seren Petro's out. Todd Lebo is in.
The program with Seren Petro.
Tell you the truth, this guy's starting to get on my nerves.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Yep, a lot of that.
Yeah, I know. I think this could be a really small deal.
He may go buy himself a football team at some point.
Could be.
Someone noted that Andy Reid would be 73 in the final year of this contract. Do you think he's still the Chiefs? This might be a Frank Opinions question for Wednesday. Think he'll be the head coach's final year?
Curtis, will you be doing this in the final year of this?
I hope so.
I hope not. Not for you. For me, I can't do this for 10 more years. 64? Are you kidding me? My God, 12 more years.
Can't do anything else. I better be doing this.
How about nothing? I'll do nothing. Jed.
Maybe you're not familiar with my financial planning history, but I'm going to doubt that I've got enough to skate on
forever
at 62, provided I'm still around at 62.
provided 64. I'm living, providing I'm on this side of the turf. Jed.
I also haven't done well in that area.
Will you be doing this?
I hope. Who knows? Maybe, probably. I kind of like Curtis a little bit in that I'm not really qualified for much. I do have the college degree, but I've spoken with my girlfriend many times about how if I lose this job, I'm going to go get a job at a grocery store. That's all I really know how to do. I couldn't sell anyone anything.
Sure you could. You're selling me on this right now.
Yeah, that I could get a job at a grocery store. Exactly. I need to go talk to our friends at Hen House.
913-3810-810 is the phone number. Let's grab a couple of phone calls. We don't take phone calls all the time. But this is big stuff here, right? Patrick Mahomes is agreed to a 10-year extension added to the 2 years, so it's 12 years from now. That's why this number is all the way out to the 31 season, which would end in the culminate in the 32 Super Bowl, which
and their 10th championship.
They haven't told you anywhere. Like these last 5-6 years of this thing, no one even knows where the Super Bowl is going to be. This is so far out. There's probably a stadium that's not being planned yet that's built that Patrick Mahomes will play in.
Yep.
How many times will the Chargers have left Los Angeles and returned?
If they're announcing home and homes in college football for 2034, I think this is just fine.
Yeah. There are homes and homes well past this in college football. That's how it works.
It'll be the Reed Dome.
The Reed Dome. They finally get the retractable roof.
Winningest coach in NFL history will
have
retired.
Will the Chiefs be playing in Missouri or Kansas when Patrick Mahomes' career ends?
The Chiefs will have a different name then, so it won't be the Arrow Dome. It'll be the Reed Dome to honor the 6-time Super Bowl champion, 400 winning.
Will that be in Missouri or Kansas?
350.
See, this is so far out. It could be in Kansas.
It's fun to entertain that idea, though.
Could be. Who knows, man? It's crazy. It's a long ways away. 913-3810-810. Let's go first to Brother Patrick. Hello, Brother Patrick.
Hello. I believe this is Brother Todd Lebo, right?
That's correct. How you doing today, buddy?
I'm blessed. Thank the Lord. Now, boys, I couldn't... All right. I know you guys are grown. Please forgive me. Brother Curtis. Yes, sir, Bob. Hello.
Hello, Patrick. How are you, Brother Patrick?
I'm blessed. Thank the Lord. Okay, let me start off with the Ross. You guys are practicing right now, Ross. Let's keep on going. And Sporting KC, I believe he plays Saturday night.
Sunday.
Sporting KC, another first game Saturday night.
Sunday night.
Sunday night. Well, let's keep on going there, too, fellas. And, Lord, Mahomes got signed. You know, I'm 79 years old, so he signed in my time. I'll leave here for this first contract, for this contract runs out, so I'm happy about that. Now, I didn't get a chance to talk about this the other day, Curtis, when this happened, when the Carolina quarterback went to New England. Mm-hmm. Didn't the Carolina man come up about the same time with Mr. Seattle guy?
Russell Wilson?
They were a year apart.
Wilson, yes, sir. Yeah. Didn't he come up about the same time?
Cam's a little older than Russell Wilson.
Cam was 1 year. He came up in 11. He was in the 11 draft, and Wilson was in the 12. So they're a year apart as far as their NFL experience.
All right. Well, okay. Well, to me, see, I got a sister. She likes any quarterback or any coach who's the black, you know, if the head coach is black, she likes him.
Mm-hmm.
If the quarterback's black, she likes him. Well, I got some white quarterbacks I like. I liked old Roger Dodger back in his days. I liked the Pittsburgh guy when he ain't playing against us. And I like the, he's in the other league there, Rodgers. I like him
Aaron
when
Rodgers,
he playing against us. Yeah, right. I think Wilson, when he first came up, he was a scrambler. Well, he learned to throw the ball now. I remember hearing a game on here last year with Kevin Harlan and James Lofton, I think is his name.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin Harlan said, "You better watch it here. Old Wilson's known to come back, you know. They're about 5 points behind now." And sure enough, Wilson came back in the fourth quarter and won. Well, Cam Newton has never been known to do nothing like that. So I'd say New England might make it to 500. And I'm hoping that, what's that boy name here? Salvador gets all right. And I believe the Raw's got a chance with this shortened season to probably make it to the playoffs. So I hope they do. And I'll listen off the air. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Patrick. Yes, Salvador Perez, if you hadn't seen that over the weekend, tested positive for COVID and is quarantining at home here in town. But he's in Florida in the offseason, and he will have to get two negative tests at least 24 hours apart to participate in the summer camp, is what they're calling it, in summer camp to get back on the field. So we'll see if that happens. Now, he does not – I think he can take the test again before the 14-day quarantine is up, because there have been some false positives on these. Mm-hmm. You know, we had the false positive last week with Sporting, and then Sorrento tweeted that out, that they had gotten the negative test back on that person. They got down last night to Orlando, and they all tested negative down there.
Yeah.
So that was good news for Sporting. Now, that hasn't been the case in all these teams in all these areas. We've got NBA teams shutting down their facilities.
And
we've got some MLS teams with some folks who have tested positive. We've got baseball teams not practicing right now.
And not knowing what their test results are.
Right.
Because they didn't know the 4th of July weekend was.
Well, here's the deal. Here's my quick aside about testing in the Major League Baseball, okay? Major League Baseball has a contract with a company to test these. Every single test done in Major League Baseball was sent to Salt Lake City to a lab, okay? Now, this ain't the Pony Express, but there's still airlines and taking it somewhere and getting it shipped. Mm-hmm. We'll recall the Chiefs had their own equipment on a plane. And that equipment didn't get taken to New England until right before the game. Things can happen when you're moving something from somewhere to the next. Sporting KC, they're in a bubble in Orlando, right? They got down there 6:30 last night. They took their tests. By 8 o'clock this morning, they had the results because the tests were all done in the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And then the actual testing and reading of the test was done locally. They didn't put them on a plane. Well, put them in a van, drive them to a plane, fly the plane, take them off a van, take them to a lab, and do that.
Right.
So they had 3,200 tests in Major League Baseball had to get shipped out there. They all had to get shipped out there, and then they had to read 3,200 tests. Okay, so there's going to be some mix-ups here and there, and it's going to take a while. That's the reason that the bubble is a good thing. Right?
Sure.
Because you can do it all right there. Everyone in Major League Baseball, they're spread across the country, and there's probably a different courier taking something somewhere, making sure it gets on the proper deal. Then in all the end, you know who's making a lot of money on this game? The testing company, because they're getting paid a lot of money to do all these tests. They're not just raising their hand saying, "Well, I'll test your stuff for you for nothing."
Right.
And they get to do these Major League Baseball tests. They're getting tested every other day, and they're going to ship every single one of these halfway across the country to a place that, you know who's local to Salt Lake City to get their test done? Nobody. They could have at least found a place that's in a major league city, so at least one team stuff would be a car ride away.
Right. Or if you're, and I don't mean to, you know, I'm not besmirching your intelligence. You're a smart person, but if you know that about the testing situation, would Major League Baseball would have known that? And
well, they contracted with this outfit to do it.
Prepared for this, would they not?
Well, I mean, they think they have it prepared. Listen, the logistics that goes into what happens with Amazon, FedEx, UPS, DHL, the United States Postal Service, mm-hmm. every day to get something from here to there and get it done. It's an amazing thing that happens.
Sure.
There are people, you just poke something on your phone, it shows up at your house and, you know, 2 hours from who knows where in some little box out in the middle of somewhere. Okay, it happens. You do all this stuff?
I hope the fact that there was a holiday weekend didn't play into it. I mean,
issues. It certainly did. It had to have.
And that's the part that's troubling to me. It's like, this didn't come out of nowhere.
Sports don't care about holidays. It's just another day at work for them. They were excited to get back to work.
And also, they
try to make a promise that we'll have this done in 24 to 48 hours. Well, Whit Merrifield told us yesterday his first test didn't come back for 56 hours. Okay? It's a little longer than it was supposed to be. Mm-hmm. But not the end of the world. He got the result back, you know? So I'm guessing it had to do with logistical stuff, getting stuff shipped somewhere or read or something. I mean, I know these folks are important. It's Major League Baseball, right? But whatever testing company is doing the reading of those tests probably has thousands of other tests in too. And when the machine's reading a test and when they're putting them on there, I would hope that they're not just putting someone to the front of the line on the results because they're a Major League Baseball player. Doesn't sound like they did, or every team would have their test back, right? Yes. 913-3810 is the number, and Tommy Moe is up. What's up, Tommy Moe?
Hey, not much. You got to understand, with Curtis and mine economic situation, our econ teacher was the swim coach at Raytown.
And that was not good?
You know, he's probably more worried about the breaststroke and the butterfly than our future economic successes. So there you go. That's probably the reason why Curtis and I are in our situation now. But I don't understand the situation. What the major league, talking about major leagues, I'm sorry. There's 30 local markets. They could not, you know, go to each local market and do that. That just seems ridiculous to me, Todd, that we got KU Med Center. I'm sure they're doing thousands and thousands of tests every day. But that makes no sense. And whoever came up with that deal, all the money they were arguing over for the last month and a half, this is the plan. For COVID, that's the best plan that could come up with some lab that's sitting out in Salt Lake.
It's and probably like said, some big company, Tommy, that gave them a, you know, that, heck, they could be a partner in some other way. You know how this corporate stuff goes.
Yeah, I know, but it's just, like I said, we know how it goes. It goes pretty crappy right now. We got teams that can't practice because it's 72 hours later and they don't have their test. And it just that's just a shame. And like I said, and another thing when it comes to Patrick Mahomes, I'm wondering if all the quarterbacks right now from the age of 16 to 25 are upset because you know all their contracts for the next probably after 2022 to 2030, they're going to be compared to Patrick Mahomes and like Baker Mayfield. If he has moderate success over the next 3 or 4 years and he's wanting a bigger contract, I mean, how hard is it for him to go up against Patrick Mahomes' contract? I just think the NFLPA, I wonder if they're upset or they're pleased with this contract. They might be pleased initially, but it seemed like the trend was for quarterbacks to get about a 3-year deal, set the market, let the market kind of go cycle through, let the TV deal come through, and then set the market again. And with this deal going 10 years, I just wonder if there's a lot of quarterbacks that are looking at Patrick Mahomes go, well, I'm doomed now because you set the market not for next year, not for the following year, but for the next 10 years.
That could be. I think this is a unique situation here in Kansas City where you have a player that is so comfortable with an organization and a coach and a GM and a city that is in love so much with a franchise and a quarterback right now that this is great news for Chiefs fans. There's not the animosity that you see in lots of other places, right? Between
Correct.
The franchise player and the ownership or, you know, their agent and the ownership or something like that. This is absolutely a perfect storm to get a contract like this done, and they did. But you're right. I mean, does it set the 2029 standard for what a quarterback's supposed to be paid? Probably not, because by then there will probably be a redo on this deal, right? Because it's a football. This will not be an Albert Pujols contract where it's all guaranteed, where you know exactly what he's going to make. There's going to be a lot of guarantee in this, I think, but it won't be like that to where, you know, what happens a lot of times on long-term deals is the pitcher or the quarterback or the power forward in about 3 years feels like he's getting screwed, right? Because someone else is making more money. I don't think Patrick Mahomes cares about that part of it in 7 years. I think he cares about being a part of this franchise and giving the franchise some flexibility. This is in no way a hometown discount. I know we have been a lot of talk about hometown discount and, you know, being a good soldier and doing that. But I think this is kind of the player's way of doing something for himself and for the franchise that would be mutually beneficial.
Yeah.
But who knows in 11 years?
Yeah, it may not be a hometown deal, but making it out for 10 years, and let's say the signing bonus is $200 million, so that's $20 million a year. So it gives the team a lot of flexibility. But I'm sorry, like, to use a serenism, the devil's going to be in the details of this contract. Is there going to be an opt-out after 3 years where, you know, if A, B, and C doesn't happen, he can do whatever he wants? Because that always happens. It seems to happen that there are opt-outs. It happens in Major League in baseball. I remember Alex Rodriguez. He had an opt-out on his first 10-year, $250 million contract, or it might have been his second $250 million contract that he had an opt-out. So I'd be real interested in, you know, like you said earlier, guarantee money, opt-out, and overall contract worth. I think we're all waiting to hear those details.
Yeah, we will. Thanks, Tommy. And then once we get those details, it's going to take us a little while to figure those details out, because this is an unprecedented type of contract, it seems.
Major League Baseball has released a statement about their COVID tests. I'll read the first two parts of it, which are the most important. As of today, more than 95% of the tests under the intake screening period have been conducted, analyzed, and shared with all 30 clubs. All the individuals among the 95% have now moved on to the phase that will test them every other day. The remaining number of outstanding tests are expected to be completed today. Our plan required extensive delivery and shipping services, including proactive special accommodations to account for the holiday weekend. The vast majority of those deliveries occurred without incident and allowed the protocols to function as planned. Unfortunately, several situations included unforeseen delays. We have addressed the delays caused by the holiday weekend and do not expect a recurrence. We commend the affected clubs that responded properly by canceling workouts.
See, sometimes stuff happens, Curtis.
It does. I saw the bumper sticker one time.
You're going to bring these tests to this place, and we're going to put them on a plane and take them to this place, and then we're going to read them.
Did you write this statement?
Sometimes it doesn't happen.
Did you write this statement?
It did boggle my mind when I was on one of the Zooms with the Royals this weekend. There were a lot of Zooms this weekend, and they were talking about testing, and they were talking about how these things are getting shipped, you know? And I was like, that's just fraught with the chance for it not to be going as quickly and smoothly as possible. Doesn't mean it's going wrong or something. Listen, my dad had a COVID test, and it took him 12 days to get the results, and they don't think they put that in the mail and send it anywhere. I know that they're doing COVID tests and doing results right here in Kansas City. It's happening. Lots of labs in town are doing this, hospitals and labs all around town that are doing it. But Major League Baseball, probably this could be something that was negotiated with the union. Mm-hmm. They probably wanted them all read by the same place with the same machines, the same tests.
Which there's enough.
But when you do that, when you negotiate that, then you're going to have the possibility of some problems arising.
Yeah, one of the big concerns was the accuracy of the test from one, you know, team to the other based on – it's a problem that I think college football certainly has.
Absolutely.
That's one of the major problems.
And these baseball tests at this point, they're not the swabs in the nose test. It's a different test.
Yeah.
They're supposed to spit like 15 times into a cup, right? And it's because I don't think they wanted to get the swab in the nose every other day.
Yeah.
Which I don't know. I don't want a swab in the nose.
I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't look forward to it.
But you'd do it because if I brought a swab in here, I'd stick it in your nose.
Even if there was no COVID.
Yeah, just to
because
find
you're
out.
Lebo.
What's this feel like? I asked my dad when he had the COVID test. He's negative, by the way.
Good.
He had been exposed to someone who was positive, and he's negative. And I said, how far up there did they stick that thing? He said, it went out the back of his head. I said, I think they made a mistake, Gary. Maybe that's why it took him so long. It broke through the top of his head. They missed the actual part they're supposed to test, but we'll see. Big news today in Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes has agreed to an extension, 10-year extension, through the 2031 season. If you're doing the math at home, that means he's got 2 years left on this deal because he already picked up the fifth-year option. He's only played for two seasons. He's been a Chief for three. I don't know why they like this guy so much. Signing a big deal like this.
Oh, man. I see a lot of turnovers.
Trouble.
A lot of trouble. Accuracy. I think accuracy an issue.
Didn't win in college. Yeah. Seems to be an issue.
Well, he didn't win in college.
Right? And it's proved to be
this?
An issue, man.
Tell me this. How do you go with this guy on your team and not make a bowl game, but then you get to be a head coach in the NFL? People make, you know, they have jokes with Chase Daniel, like, you know, he has made all this money without ever playing or anything. Cliff Kingsbury may be the biggest wizard of them all. He somehow had the greatest player in the modern era right now we're living through in football. Not that he didn't, like, win the Big 12 or got screwed on some penalty in the title game or something. He didn't make a bowl game with this guy in his junior year, his last year of college football, got fired from that place, and then got a job as a head coach in the NFL.
Parlay that into a job that allows him to have the kind of house that every coach in the league was admiring on draft night.
I don't know. Is it Chase Daniel or Cliff Kingsbury? You debate. Cliff Kingsbury is probably going to have already made more money than Chase Daniel when it's done. Because Chase Daniel has been in the league a long time. He's made $30 million. It's taken a long time to do that, okay? Sure. A long time. Cliff Kingsbury. Wow. It's incredible.
Not bad.
It's incredible. 913-3810-810, 913-912-4810 on the program.
The program with Soren Petro.
You ever quote anything besides statistics, Vulcan?
Yes, but philosophy and poetry are not appropriate here.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Is this song called Money?
No.
Well, what happened to the theme? Patrick Mahomes get all this dang money.
I only have a handful of money songs in the
You played
system.
One.
So I only have one. I guess it turns
small
out.
Handful.
I got one.
I could have played Celebrate in hindsight.
Is it a reason to celebrate? Do we want Patrick Mahomes on this team for 12 years?
That's also a little bit specific to the Border Patrol and things having to do with the temperature being 69 degrees. I don't want to steal their gag.
Stan Weber's favorite song, Celebrate. Do you know that?
You ever heard of that one, Stan?
It's a true story.
Heard of that one, Stan?
That's Stan Weber's favorite song, Kool and the Gang, Celebrate. Curtis, we're talking about this money
thing.
And what it's going to be, and we don't have any details yet, but we've got some clues.
Adam Schefter tweeting out a few moments ago, there are no official numbers of Mahomes' 10-year extension just yet, but multiple sources believe it will ultimately be tied to a percentage of the salary cap for each season. The higher the cap goes, the more Mahomes will make. And Spotrac says, these two tie together, let's say the Chiefs built in a rider that ensures Mahomes makes 18% of the league cap each of the next 12 years. Let's also assume the 2021 league cap remains at $198.2 million. That increases $10 million a year through 2031. That would mean a 10-year, $500 new money extension.
$500 million.
$500 mil.
Because $500 would be
pretty
cheap.
Did I say $500?
Cheap. You did.
$500 million.
That would be, I would, you know what, Curtis, as with your acumen with business, here's the deal. I wouldn't let you sign that deal.
It's true.
I wouldn't say $500 for 10 years is enough.
And I'm going to say if they signed Patrick Mahomes to a 10-year $500 extension, I think they could probably sign Chris Jones.
I think he needs a new agent then.
Yeah, probably.
That's all he got. It's time to switch. So how do you think they would work the signing bonus in with that? That would be the part to kind of figure out.
You're outside my purview.
Because if we just do the straight math on that, I like the idea, and I like the fact that Adam Schefter has said this looks like it's where it's going, and this would be a new way to think about contracts. We've had all the guys on from Pro Football Focus for years who love the idea that you shouldn't spend this much percentage of your cap on this position. And if they have come to the part where it says, this guy should be worth 18%. And I think they had some stats before that he should be worth like 50% of their salary cap before, whatever. But if you said 18% of the cap, I don't think any player would say, no, I want more than that. If you told me I was getting 18% of the NFL salary cap for the next 10 years, I'd be like, yeah.
And as Adam reminds us, this is the interesting part, is the Chiefs have been adamant they would not tie a new Mahomes deal to a percentage of the cap. So this is going to be interesting to see the deal's final structure. Yes, I agree with that statement. It will be extremely interesting.
Yeah.
It may be a little while, but...
Well, it's exciting because if you like the Chiefs, which I think almost everybody does,
pretty much.
And if you like Patrick Mahomes... And you like the winning and the scoring the points and the success in the playoffs and the parade, it's about to be a pretty happy day for you if you're one of those folks there. And it's really a happy day for Patrick Mahomes. Wow, pretty good. Not so bad. It's worked out pretty well for him so far. He's got a really hard time kind of getting through with life. It's not very easy for him.
It is awesome.
It's awesome. I got all this money.
I'll have enough money to run Wasp.
We're going to play the feud next, Corey Anderson, and see if he can defend his horrible performance from last time. If he's on my team, I hope he does.
That is awesome.
Time for our Deli Fresh end of the hour question, sponsored by Good Sense, chosen by KC sandwich lovers for 30 years. Good Sense, not because it's easy, but because it's better.
All right, he's 52 today. Who was the other player who came to the Chiefs in the Joe Montana trade? Brought to you by Good Sense.